9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. All right, welcome back to Sorta Kinda Funny, guys. It's James. This is your not-so-family-friendly sibling duo catastrophe podcast. Joining with me today is my co-host and sister, kind of. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, this is me introducing myself. It's Lauren, and I'm the sister here at Sorta Kinda Funny. And it's sister. We are talking about St. Patrick's Day, and it's Women's History Month. We're going to have a
lot of it's an Irish day. Gonna get drunk, gonna punch a man in the face. Gonna get drunk, we're gonna put green in the river because who knows why? Because fuck it, we're Irish.
We're gonna find a man with red hair, and we're gonna beat his shoes right off, and we're gonna beat him with the shoes today. St. Patrick's Day.
Hit him with his own underwear.
Wow. That was atrocious. Happy St. Almost Patrick's Day. We're doing a St. Patrick's Day Women's History Month little episode. And
Patty's Day.
We need more on the patties.
Patty's gang. Gang.
Okay.
Welcome back. Y'all trying to get drunk? Y'all trying to turn up?
Y'all trying to get drunk.
I'm just saying, anytime someone's like, hey, we're going to go do something for St. Patrick's Day, I'm like, oh.
You're like, what?
You're about to get hammered. But like, yeah. You would justify it because it's a holiday. Apparently they're like, I don't know, something about snakes, and then I get absolutely hammered, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. So you are a leprechaun. And he's like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. And then he all of a sudden just...
Leprechaun, Irish. I know they're not the same, guys. I know they're not the one in the
Aye,
same.
The leprechaun. We know that the leprechauns are got their pot of gold. We gotta keep it in there, right here at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, Irish gets a little hard. I feel like you...
Irish. I feel like I'm getting into Scottish territory.
Deeper in my throat. I can't the Irish. Irish is really hard, but I'm also getting very British. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it well.
I will say, do you know any Irish people? Have you had interactions with some Irish
like
folk?
A full 100% Irish person from Ireland?
Like Irish from Ireland.
Joseph's friend when he lived in Germany.
Yes. Joseph's our little brother's best friend from high school is named O'Sheen. He was Irish. And his mother had the most Irish sounding voice you could ever imagine. She's like, oh, Sheen, get on in here. Love that
love
family.
That.
Love that family.
There is actually on our network, there is a lovely Irish lass. And they are the Graveyard Club. He is as well, I think. But they are on the Graveyard Club. They do horror films. And I listened to their episode. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I love the accent.
Should watch out, they're gonna get up behind you and stab you right in the throat if you're gonna get out of Dublin. They're behind you, look to the left, look to the right, where are you gonna go? Oh, here comes Ireland. Da-da-da-da-da. I will say Ireland did defeat Bulgaria in the 94 Quidditch World Cup with an upset of
You said Quidditch?
Yeah, Quidditch World Cup. In the 94 World Cup, it was one of the biggest upsets because the seeker for Bulgaria did catch the snitch, surprising everyone because they lost the game by several points. But you know what? That Victor Crumb, he was not going to let anybody tell him how to play his game.
Who doesn't love Victor Crumb?
Who doesn't love Victor Crumb? So I'm just going to say that. Ireland, yeah. Probably their most... influential sporting event of all time was the 1994 Quidditch World Cup upset over
Zero's
Bulgaria.
Born. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real quick, before we keep going, we're going to mention the Deluxe Edition Network. They have their podcast of the month. The first podcast is Bacon Is My Podcast. Hosts Mike and Jimmy created the show after friends and fans asked, what is it like to be a fly on the wall during their weekly pre-songwriting hangouts? They decided to let cameras roll, resulting in random and often hilarious conversations over a few whiskeys. So it's a fun, entertaining, unique podcast released 2 times a week. And the other show is Beard Laws Podcast. Beard Laws is a show that is live every Thursday. Toby, Brandon, Logan, Richie, and producer Zach and special guests have free-flowing conversations as if they were sitting around a bonfire having a beer or seven, chatting about whatever pops into their brain. Sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's not, but it's always a good time. So guys, check those over at the deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, James. Are you celebrating?
What day is St. Patrick's Day this year? I can't remember.
That's a great question. Let me see. I think it's Sunday. Sunday the 17th. So it'll be...
So this...
3 days from now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 days from now. Probably. I do have some friends that want to go out and get cray-cray and get some litty like a titty.
A little titty, yeah.
I'm on a work trip right now, and so I didn't know if I'd be back by then or not. I think I will be. So I probably will hang out with some friends. I don't want to get too crazy because I do have work the next day.
Right, yeah.
But I'll probably have a beer. I'll probably hang out with some people, you know.
People that ask off the day after St. Patrick's Day, like ask off work, they go hard.
I'm sick.
Right.
Yeah. Or they prepare. Or they ask it in advance.
That's what I'm saying. Those people that know
that's
ahead of time.
Crazy.
To ask off,
they're like, different... should we talk to HR about alcoholism? Because we love you and we care about you.
Do we need to have the board?
What am I talking about? Of course, I'm going to get the day after St. Patrick's Day off. I got to chase all those fucking snakes out of my backyard that I let loose for the party.
Like, again, the snakes. They love the snakes.
Isn't that St. Patrick's Day or is that Valentine's Day?
I can't remember. Yeah, that's one of the fun facts. No. No, this is St. Patrick's Day, but that's a good one. Guys, we're going to do some facts about St. Patrick's Day. We're going to have to plug last year's. It was so great. We had Shaughnessy or whatever. Some leprechaun came on. He got very violent.
He was crazy.
He threatened to kill our family. Yeah, we'll have to link that one. But we're going to do some real quick facts. Some of these are from BuzzFeed. Around 13 million pints of Guinness are estimated to be sold worldwide on March 17th. 13 million. That's a lot of people getting litty like a titty, unlike James, who's going to get minor litty, like a little nipple titty.
I'll still get titty litty. I'll still have a titty in the mouth litty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have a Guinness. Do you like Guinness, James?
I don't even know if I've ever had Guinness before.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had it either.
Should I go searching for some Guinness?
I have a story about Guinness.
Give it to me.
So there was...
Do you know what the world record book, why it's named the Guinness World Record Book?
Something about this drink, no.
Oh, can I please tell this really fast? And you can tell yours. I just reminded me of this. So people, it came about by the people that invented the beer Guinness. What happened was people would sit around pubs, you know, back in the day before...
Yeah,
before the internet existed. People would just sit there and talk, and then people would be like, no, that's not true, and they would just say stuff, right? But you would just debate because there's no like proof of stuff. You couldn't just Google like how far you know can an average jaguar jump or whatever, right? Or what's the world record. So they made this book to give out to bars that would buy their beer, so that way customers and patrons would be able to like read about this stuff and then talk about it. And the book had to be like fact-based, they had to have like proof of stuff, so that way they couldn't say random stuff, right? So, but then it became more popular for people to buy their beer in so that they could have their book in bars. So then they kept making this book, and that's where the Guinness World Record book came from, was they would sell it to pubs so that people could talk about stuff. Isn't that crazy? It's like,
I like that. Guinness.
Yeah. Perfect. Anyway, so that's a little Guinness fact for you guys. Go ahead, Martin, tell your Guinness story.
I was going to say you're not wearing green, so you're going to get it pinched.
There's already someone pinching me right now under the camera.
Okay.
And it does not feel good. He's like, I'm like,
my Guinness story is, I have to like say this very carefully without. So there was a boss of these other people, and he's like, come to my house. I'm opening it up. You can have dinner. These are people that I know. And he's like, I'll have drinks. He had a very nice like wine cellar. Just very fancy man type house, a lot of nice artwork in his home. He invites these people, his employees, to come in and to enjoy. And so they're like, very cool. So they came, they were hanging out. And one of my friends was telling me that the guy was saying, oh, I have this Guinness. This is, you know, the drink. And this specific person turned to this man. She was a girlfriend of someone there that was invited. So she came as a plus one.
Yeah.
She turns to him and she's like, oh my gosh, starts ranting how Guinness isn't, like, she will never drink it. No, it was Jameson. Never mind. This doesn't even work, James.
Why?
I was thinking of Jameson. Jameson is a different drink. It's not Guinness.
Just tell the story. Just tell the story. Cancel
the story. So she's talking about, no, it doesn't. Jameson.
Just do
okay,
it.
Whatever.
No,
but
just do
Jameson
the Guinness.
Is Irish. So that's what we're doing. So Jameson. So she's saying how she would never drink it. Never, because her family is really from Ireland and they have the real expensive stuff. And this is garbage that he's giving them. She comes into this home trashing this man and his taste, even though his taste is very expensive. She gets the quote real stuff, although she's probably never really been to Ireland. She's just trashing this man because it's not quote authentic. It's one of those people. Anyway, it's not a great story. It's just, what a person.
This bitch is like, I'll never drink this because back in Ireland, and they're like, where the fuck did that accent come from? She's like, hey guys, super happy to be here. The name's Sarah. O'Connery, that's right, last name O'Connery.
Do you guys
want something to drink? Yeah, I have some Jameson. I swear to fucking leprechauns, Irish, that if you ever try to serve that around me again, they're like, what the?
Did you say I swear to apricot arson?
Leprechaun arse, as an ass?
Oh, I was like, arson, like she's gonna just start flaming.
I'll absolutely light your fucking house on fire if you get near me again with that absolute garbage Jameson. Back in my pub in Dublin, we only drink the absolute fine malt weed of Ireland. They're like, when was last time you went back to the motherland? Oh, I've never been.
Land with the snakes.
No, I've never been, but I do know that my family pub, we call it a pub, the pub that we go to back in Dublin.
She's shouting it with the hard L. One, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. We do drink this drink. It's a locally brewed Irish pub.
Deep throat.
Like, you get possessed when you do that. She's like, what are you talking about? What's the bar that we go to down here? We like to go to Patty's. Obviously not real, not authentic. And what's the one that your family loves? Shauna, right? And they're like, okay, well, you can't.
Okay, this one says, the Irish president gives POTUS, President of the United States, a crystal bowl of shamrocks every year, .. And the Secret Service destroys it immediately afterwards. Obviously in private.
Is this real?
Yeah, these are real facts. So they gift it. And then the Secret Service.
So okay, hold on, stop.
Okay,
stop. Pause. You're the president of Ireland. Sure. I'm gonna be.
I have to be Irish.
I'm gonna be Donald Trump.
But he's not.
We're gonna pretend like it's 2017.
Okay.
You've come to me.
Yeah.
Merry happy Saint Patrick's Day.
Good morning, Mr. President. Here's some Irish.
Yeah, I'm the greatest president.
The glass.
So the shamrocks, I need you to explain this to me. I understand that bowl right there, obviously not made of shamrocks. It's made of, go ahead. I'm intelligent.
Right.
I know what's going on. Are those shamrocks made of crystal or are they made of real shamrocks?
The crystal. It's a gift, Mr. President. Will you accept
it? Oh, now I'm understanding. I was confused. I thought it was a crystal bowl. With real shamrocks inside.
Oh no!
So
no,
what you're telling
what they
me?
Do, actually, it's a
okay. Now I'm even more confused.
Everyone should be. They're like, this is unhinged. It's a crystal ball with little shamrocks in it, little real green. They just give him a bowl of weeds.
That's why I'm confused. He's like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. Dibby, Michael, you're gonna take this bowl. It's a very nice bowl. I've seen some bowls in my life. This one's the nicest. Happy St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. You're going to take that bowl outside. You're fired. You're going to smash the fuck out of that bowl. Mm-hmm. You're going to grind those little shamrocks into pulp. And what you're going to do is you're going to eat them. Oh, Lauren, show me
it's
a picture.
It's beautiful, really.
Thank you. Honestly, I don't know why they smashed that. That doesn't make any fucking sense. But apparently, it is.
They destroy it. Why do they destroy it? I don't.
Tradition for us to take the gift of other countries.
Yeah.
And break them. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense why you would break them, but okay.
Yeah. I'm looking
at
it.
Is this a conspiracy theory that people are breaking them or this actually is happening?
Because protocols dictate that any food, drink, or plant presented to the president may be handled by Secret Service. So they're not allowed to like take anything like that. But it's interesting that he can't just like, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. All right. The next one. JFK once totally forgot about St. Patrick's Day while he was the president. and a staffer had to quickly dig up a green tie when the Irish president came to visit Kennedy for the ceremony. Kennedy's probably hanging out. Some Irish guy starts talking to him, and he's like, oh, for sure.
He's like, I'm hot as fuck.
Yeah, to your JFK.
I got good hair. Oh, there's a president here? I'm sorry, I didn't realize that there was another president other than me. Oh, no, there's actually another president here. He's fuck, like, someone running. Get me a tie. You, Stephen, green tie. He's like, I don't know where to find a green tie. He's like, my wife will give you head if you find me a green tie.
Yeah, he's making these busboys, these like staffers take off their clothes so that he real quick make an impression. He's like, I knew it was St. Patrick's.
Well, I don't think anyone ever said that they made them take their clothes off. But...
Well, I'm going to say a tie. No, that's true. Okay. All right. Another one is coming in with the snake stuff James is talking about. St. Patrick is credited with driving all the snakes out of Ireland, but that couldn't have been too hard because snakes never lived on the island. It's one of those things.
This motherfucker. He's like, I did it. He's like the ultimate scammer. He's like, have you seen a snake? Have you seen a snake recently? And they're like, I've never seen a snake in my entire fucking life. He goes, exactly. Now let's all get fucking drunk for the next 300 years. La, 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 la. Like, what the heck? How do you convince people of that? They've never seen one before.
How terrifying is the image of a snake if you don't even see one?
Like, it's like a dragon with no wings and it just moves on its stomach.
Its tongue is out tasting the air. They're like, tasting the air? What?
Yeah, you heard me right. Yeah. Them bitches are crazy. Hey, get a life, snake.
Get a life.
Hey, snake, get a life. Stop tasting the air, you weirdo.
It's a loser.
Get a life.
He's really struggling.
No one wants you out here tonguing up the air like oh, we are God. Not walking through the air that you're tonguing. Stop it. Stop being Stop. Weird, the little snicky snake-looking bitch.
Stop tonguing.
On behalf of humans, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me that I'm wrong? There are so many better reptiles out there.
Oh, snakes are shit. Some people,
turtles?
I mean,
cool.
Yeah.
They're ninjas.
They're amphibians.
They're not reptiles?
No, maybe he's a reptile.
You sure about that one? Lauren's just out here saying stuff. She's like, I'm pretty sure that's a swallow. No, that's a type of bird. Lauren's like, no, I'm pretty sure a bird is the song. And that's the word. In St. Patrick's Day. I'm not going to fucking drink your drink because it's not authentic. Oh, Shamare. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, actually insane. It's me.
Lauren's like, I had this friend.
And then he removed the snakes that did not exist. It's one of those things where it's like something you couldn't disprove or prove, but then people believed it because he's like, he got rid of them all. And they're like, amazing. Hip, hip, hurrah, da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na. And then history is proven, wait, they never existed there. Because you can prove stuff with science. You know what I'm saying?
Snakes, 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 snakes. It's kind of like a lot of stuff in history before there was the internet. You could just say and people had to believe you that now is disproven. And you're like, that's problematic. Religion.
Here we go.
They're like, you can't prove that Olympus is not up there, that's not behind that clouds. You're right, I can't.
You can't prove Zeus isn't throwing lightning bolts.
You're right, I can't. And then all of a sudden we're like, well, now we can. Science, bitches. And they're like,
So that's fun little history facts for your day-to-day.
That's
if
so
you didn't
funny.
Know we're green.
What do you think would be the weirdest president to receive that bowl? Because it's only been since, like, what you said, the 50s and 60s is when they started that.
I think it said it's a 60-year tradition. I could have made that.
So yeah, like the 60s. Who do you think in the last, you know, since the 60s, the last presidents would have been the most awkward? I think
Trump or Biden.
I was gonna say maybe what's his name?
Clinton.
No, not Clinton. Bush.
No, he'd be schmoozing.
Yeah.
You think he was the worst?
No, not that he's the worst president. I'm saying that he's just like he'd be like
junior or senior.
He's like junior. He's like, thank you for these shamrocks. Now watch this golf shot, and he puts a golf ball on the and then just hits
just
it off,
it.
Off the glass ball and shatters it. And he's like, huh, my bad.
It. No need for you, secret service.
He's like, you know what we should do about this spilled bowl? Let's invade the Middle East. Like, I feel like the Irish president's like, wait, what?
Yeah, the Irish is like. I came all this way for this goddamn tradition.
So he flies out here every single year and brings us a bowl?
Allegedly, and they smash it. I would quit that
tradition.
Yeah, man. It's rude.
Imagine during...
I mean, it could be like biological or... What is the plan? It wouldn't be biological warfare.
Yeah, that's still
plant warfare. Yeah, they think there's like things in the plant that should invade.
He's trying to poison me.
It's like the Last of Us.
Kill it. Which president do you think goes hardest in the paint or did go hardest in the paint on St. Patrick's Day?
Like parties and drinks himself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even imagine
I
any of
think it
them.
was President Carter. Jimmy Carter is
Oh,
my
you
guess.
said in the last few years.
No, I'm just
Oh, I
saying
thought
any
you were talking about the
president.
last four.
Maybe, because St. Patrick's Day is the more recent thing.
I
I was
could
going to
see
say,
Bill
out of
Clinton
all of
getting
them,
absolutely drunk.
oh, absolutely. He's like, hey, come over here. Let me show you
Sloppy.
something under this desk.
It's called the Monica.
We call it the old Lewinsky twist.
I don't want to be near any of those presidents on St. Patrick's Day. What a party. Doesn't sound fun. Not a fun
No.
party. It's one of the ones you're like, can I
No.
see myself out?
The White House has got to be lit on
It's
St.
just,
Patrick's Day. They have like green
yeah,
everywhere.
I guess.
You have Hillary hiding behind the corners trying to like scream at all the,
What?
what's it called?
I don't
The
know.
security guards. She's like, if you look at me again, I'll throw this shamrock bowl at
Well,
your head. That's how the tradition
she
started. She
bashes
threw
and
it
they're
at one of
like,
the Secret Service agents and they're like, oh, we did it on purpose.
guess we're bashing
Yeah.
it. Yeah. Bro, good morning, bro.
Oh, son, dude, I swear to God, I'm so tired right now. I'm gonna punch you in
Holy
the
f Oh, bro, why would you do that? What are you gonna do about it?
I'm tired. I need caffeina.
Oh, for sure, bro, but what are you gonna do about it,
I'm sick of all these
bro?
other coffees. I need something that's just for us. I think I need something that's for the bros. Coffee bros? Coffee bros, guys. Coffee Bros is a, and get this, owned by a duo sibling duo, just like us,
Bros.
two brothers, and they own a premium coffee brand called Coffee Bros. Lauren, you have recently tried Coffee Bros.
I did.
Give us a little bit of your give us a little bit of your insight, of your wisdom
For
as
sure,
far as
for
this
sure.
goes.
So, first of all, one of the things I'm gonna start with, it came in gorgeous packaging. Like, I love the exterior of the packaging, the container it came in. They are, I'm a slut for a good font. We know Lauren loves the modern minimalist look. It is just sleek and clean. It looked fantastic. I love the packaging. At first, I was like, I'm sold. Then I tried it and I was like, double sold. Like, it was so good. I
Yeah.
love the rich flavor. The smell is incredible. I love coffee already. So trying this was very, very cool. And I'm very excited to share the different options that they have with Coffee Bros. They have different high quality blends of espresso roasts, single origin coffees, and which are all small batch roasted. For me, I had the single origin coffee and it was fantastic. They're based out of New York.
They have lots of different options. Go to their website, coffeebros.com. Just peruse. Look at the options they have. They have lots of great options, and they're all premium roast, amazing coffee. If you guys use code sort of kind of funny at checkout, you get 10% off. So now you get to try great coffee, as Lauren likes, a great looking coffee, great tasting, and you get to help support a small business with them and a small business with
For
us.
sure,
Yeah,
bro.
bro. Now I feel ready to go.
Absolutely. Let's hit the gym. I'm curious what you voted. We asked our people, do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What did you vote, yes or no?
I don't remember what I voted on our poll. I would say no up until recently,
Okay.
but now I probably will be, if that makes sense. So
Yeah,
up
sure.
until 2024, no. But from here
Okay.
on out, I probably will. I don't know. I
Okay.
just feel like I've been in a weird place on, because like when you say celebrate St. Patrick's Day,
Go out with friends.
what does that mean? Right. Because like last year, my friend, her family, they do a St. Patrick's Day party and we all wore green and stuff like that.
That's
But
fun.
it wasn't what I think of when I think of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Most of the time when people say they're celebrating, they're like, they're gonna go have a beer and stuff. So like last
So,
year I did, but it wasn't like actual celebrating St. Patrick's
I
Day.
think it's just anything that's like going out. Like, so we do it. We do, well, the night before we leave out, we make little rainbows to see if we can catch like Leprechaun golds to trick them and not trick them to see if they'll leave some gold out for the kids. And it's usually candy with like
Lauren's
gold
just making
wrappers.
up her own traditions at this
Oh,
point.
yeah. And guess what? They've got some gold from some little leprechauns. So you're gonna tell me I'm wrong.
And
And
what
then,
and how much gold have you lost in assets over the last
oh,
couple of years of
no. This, they're candy wrappers.
go
Yeah. Just like,
Lauren's leaving
yeah.
doubloons like she found from a
Like,
fucking pirate
no, it's not me, it's a
treasure.
leprechaun. Yeah. And then
So go invest this
we
because this is worth
yeah.
begoogles of money.
Yeah. So they do a whole, so we do corned beef, cabbage, we do the whole meal. It's fun.
Were you surprised by the answer? Did you think it would be more or less of than what it was?
I think it'd be, I thought it would be, because I know we have some like out of country people. I thought it'd be a little more.
Really?
I'm a little surprised, but also, well, no, it's about half and half. Yeah. So I'm not that shocked.
The answer was 48% yes, 52% no. I, just based off my life, thought a lot more people wouldn't be celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Like maybe in Boston, like in the United States, it is a thing, but it's not as big as it is in other countries. Like Joseph, our little brother, lived in Germany when he was in high school. It's a lot bigger there. Like a lot bigger there.
Really? Yeah. I mean, because they're in
Europe. Joseph went to high school with kids that were from Ireland and stuff like that. So,
well, and Americans love a reason to party and love a reason to celebrate anything. So they're like, got this.
I can drink.
Let's do it. And we're the melting pot country. So there's a lot of, you know, Irish immigrants and stuff. So that's your family. You're trying
to. And especially places like Boston, where there is a lot more of a heavy influence of Irish ancestors. Yeah. Places like that, where they like flood the rivers, like not flood. They color. Like dye the river green and stuff like that. Yeah. That is like, I can imagine if we had a more listener base in that, like the East Coast, I could see a lot being a lot higher. So that's cool though. Yeah. I'm glad people do celebrate them. I love a reason to celebrate something, like just have a to have a good time. So
yeah, we have some Reddit, vice.com and BuzzFeed stories. The first one though is a listener submission that they sent in.
Okay. She said, one of our listeners wrote in, last time I went out on St. Patrick's Day, interesting, I flashed my tits to the entire bar, made out with a girl and threw up in the street. I had a great time.
Sounds like a great time.
That sounds like a great time. Now let's who is this? You should bleep their name right here. Go ahead. I could have written her name on a sticky note, placed it to my forehead and said, okay, Lauren, you tell me who that is. And I guarantee I would have gotten it right. I love you.
Yeah.
Did she listen to our podcast?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know, but she
we'll send her this clip if she does. Yeah. Cause, I knew it was her. I love that's her. That's so funny. I love you.
That sounds like she a always fun writes in, and I love her. Around. You know, just she like is. Always down go to out, party.
Yeah, if I'm gonna go out to a bar, I have like my lineup of friends that I could pick that live all around the United States.
Mm-hmm. She's for one sure. Of them.
She's gonna be one of them. Yeah. If you're gonna party, she's one that you bring with
I'm
you.
I'm gonna see them tits. She
always brings a good time, and she's got some tits to show.
Absolutely.
Let's just throw that out
They're
here.
They're fantastic. Like,
everyone, you know, big or small, it's not a big deal, you know, whatever. But if you're going to be flashing an entire bar, you want a minimum of a D
cup. You got some confidence.
You
know, I don't think it matters. I think you just got to be confident enough. There are some.
No, I'm saying I didn't say I don't like them. I didn't say they're not good. I'm saying it's St. Patrick's Day. People are drunk. You gotta bring the heat. You gotta bring the heat on St. Titty's Day.
And everyone is so drunk, everything's like kind of blurred. So you need some like definition 3D coming definition. At you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what
or
I'm saying.
Or you just got to, or if you show the confidence enough to do it, then they're like, yeah.
Or you got to have a pierced nipple or two. You got to have one of each.
Because then flashes a little
that'll,
bit. Of
that'll set you apart. You're like, oh, what's that? A Guinness in my right hand, titties in my left. You're getting some, some eyes on, all eyes on me. Yeah.
Yeah. Green shamrock pasty. Oh.
Do you think
she came prepped?
Do you think there's more nudity on St. Patrick's Day or
Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras.
100% Mardi Gras. I mean, the whole thing is like.
It's flashing people.
Both of them are drinking. But St. Mardi Gras is like, let me get them beads. I'm about to be naked. You know?
I could see that. I could see that. I do think, though, both of those are probably the most elusive of the holidays. I think those are probably the most sexually driven holidays. Valentine's Day be fucking, but it's not as so much.
It's more romance. It's not just so much public
nudity.
Too.
It's like with your significant other nudity. So.
And that's like love. The other stuff is like drinking lust, and partying. Yeah.
Not even lust, because you're not flashing people at the bar to lust after them. It's like, I'm a wild and free.
I'm fun. I'm a titty and you're queen. Like, you are.
It's titty that titty queen.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never letting go.
Welcome to the Growing Up Bananas podcast. My name is Ethan. This is my co-host, Sam. What are we doing here?
The podcast will explore the internal battle of not just Asian immigrants, but every immigrant. Whether it's staying true to thousands of years of culture that our parents passed on to us and their parents passed on to them, or assimilating to what we see around us. So why is it bananas?
Well, a banana was a slur used for an Asian person who'd lost touch with their heritage. Yellow on the outside, white on the inside. Growing up is hard enough as it is, and we find ourselves in a situation where we're not quite Asian enough for the Asians, and unfortunately aren't able to change the color of our skin.
Unless you're MJ.
Well, that's true.
We've been thinking about it, and as travel becomes more accessible, the world will become more intertwined. With that, the number of people who go through the same ups and downs of living in a foreign country like we did will rise. We want to share these experiences with you.
Throughout the journey, we are inviting a series of guests to share their compelling stories with us. We hope to have the likes of Dami Im, Jeremy Lin, Jackie Chan, and Ando, who will hopefully join us as guests along the way.
Follow us on socials to stay updated with Growing Up Bananas, and we look forward to sharing our stories with you.
All right, the next one, you want to read that?
When I was in college, I took a... Jesus Christ. I took 11 shots of whiskey. At a St. Patrick's Day fraternity party and told everyone in the room I...
This goes hard. And well, trigger... No, but...
This is a St. Patrick's Day submission because it's about a priest. And I told everyone that I had been molested by my priest when I was a kid. This wasn't true. I'm Jewish. But everyone was sympathetic and gave me more shots to take the pain away, I guess. I had no idea what happened after that, but I came to at 4:30 a.m. in a playground tube slide. I came to at 4:30 a.m. in a playground tube slide down the street that reeked of piss. I hate myself for this story.
And you might, you know what? I think
she's like Shabbat Shalom.
This is a man.
He's like Shabbat Shalom. I had a rabbi. Did I say
he
rabbi?
Ate my
priest.
Dome.
Shabbat Shalom. Yeah. He ate the dome. He's like, I was at temple. Did I say temple? I was at the cathedral. He keeps using these like very Jewish terminology.
The terms, yeah.
He's like, it was the Sabbath. It was Saturday. It was Sunday.
No, it was Sunday. And he's like full on. Like, oh, what'll make me feel better? More shot. And you're like, what? Also,
he's like, L'chaim, and he breaks the glass, and they're like,
Mazel tov, you mean?
He's like, I mean, this is the blood of Christ. And then he takes a shot, and they're like, what?
They're like, stop chewing it. You're not supposed to chew it. He's like, what?
Good iron levels.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that sounds disgusting. I'm glad he hates himself for the story just because hopefully he doesn't do it this hard again.
Don't go
it's okay
around.
To have a story and be funny, but you don't want to get that sick again and be blackout and who knows what you're going to do.
Also, don't tell people that you were molested. Don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, especially when you weren't.
Yeah, we live in an era where like, let's,
people
we want to believe
been
people.
Molested, yeah.
Yeah, let's, but we want to believe people because they're telling us the truth.
Yeah,
and
if they're being
lying,
honest,
you're
yeah.
You're tainting
yeah,
that.
Some people aren't honest like this wanted
he's like, but I got
he
hell of drinks
he was an idiot. All right, another one.
Oh god, this person wrote in and said,
guys, these are rough and explicit
again. Remember, this is St. Patrick's Day. People are, they're drinking, you're being wild, you're sucking a stranger's dick. Sorry, not a stranger. I gave head to someone who I hated on...
who hated me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I gave someone who hated me a blowjob on St. Patrick's Day at a party that I was throwing just to see if it would change his mind about me. And it did!
Shocker.
We never spake of it again, but the next day he transformed from being a big bully to being polite, amicable, and genuinely interested in me. The moral of the story is here that blowjobs conquer all.
And St. Patrick's Day is the day to do it, guys.
Look, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I'm sorry doesn't fix everything. Sometimes a quick blowy can fix a broken man's heart.
I've never heard you say that.
Everyone's like, I have never heard this man say that.
Like, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You're like, God.
Shut dick and do it quick. And it's like, what? Have you ever seen the video where the guy
has
sucked
someone's dick because they hated me and then it turned around? No.
Turn around every now and then, and then I suck a dick like that. They don't hate my guts. Blow around,
blow
job.
Why you hate my body so much?
And I suck this cock tonight.
And I'll suck his dick forever. It'll only be making it right. Circles. And he doesn't hate me anymore.
Nothing I can see. I just got sucked up.
It was a total eclipse of the car. Turn around, bright eyes.
He's like, good God!
Get out of my eyes.
Imagine the 180. The kind of head you have to be able to give for somebody.
Go to hate. To like, he, it wasn't the even like he was fine with you.
Was genuinely interested in me. To hate someone.
This is an icon. Let's see what it said.
To have someone hate you, to have a genuine interest in what you have to say and in your life.
Yeah. Also, is it bully? Who's going to suck off their bully? Bully to polite.
And genuinely interested is what it said.
She's got some magic.
You have to be the dome queen of Tallahassee or whatever the fuck city, because that's insane. What I was gonna say is there's this video that it was what I was the thing that I say that I always say that I actually don't always say. There's a video where this guy he has his girlfriend and he gives her a water bottle. Well, he and it's empty and he goes, all right, I want you to crush up the water bottle. So she crushes it up. He goes, now tell it that you're sorry. She goes, I'm sorry.
No,
nothing happens.
He's like, blow it.
No, he's like, now blow it up. And she like, you know, inflates. He goes, yeah, you see, sometimes saying you're sorry doesn't fix it. But a quick blow, he fixes everything. And it's
that the funniest hilarious.
Shit I've ever that seen hilarious. In my life.
Sounds a little toxic, but.
So. I know. It's a joke.
Oh, I know. But also, girls.
God. She's like, but this girl on this video that wrote this in, that she was like, on this video that I'm watching, I'm like, look at her dome, man. He's like, I'm sorry.
I was skill set.
Go, 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 go.
The fact that she's like, he hates me. I'm gonna do this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Like, she has some skills that she knows about to be like, I know what will fix this problem. The back of my fucking throat will fix this problem. She's like, oh, good gracious. I think the leprechaun just came to visit. Holy cow. It's gonna get this world record. La Shanti. Like, what?
Wait, is actually the question of this episode.
He's
what?
Like, I was just sitting here and she absolutely started dubbing me up. I'm like, why do you sound like that, dude? Yeah. This girl just gave me head on St. Patrick's Day so good that I...
The luck of the Irish.
The lick of the Irish. Is she, is she Scottish? Is she Irish? Yeah.
Is she now? She's now. Another one.
St. Patrick's Day, 1984. That's a great year. That is a great year. St. Patrick's Day, 1984. I'd been living in New York City for a few months before going back to college in Chicago. Waiting at Grand Central Station for a train, I became aware I'm surrounded by huge drunk firemen who find my outfit hilarious. Long hair, bowler hat with wings.
Bowler hat. It's like the leprechaun hat. They're rounded on the top.
A youthful affection green parka. Is this about to get racist? I'm not down for some racism.
What? Oh my God. Read it.
Okay.
No.
And they scream, he's a leprechaun. What's merriment? I don't know what that is.
Merriment, like happiness.
Oh, okay. They scream, he's a leprechaun. Their merriment took the form of good-natured, rough handling and the purchase of many drinks for me. I staggered onto my train and returned to school.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. That's a good story. It's like, oh, what happened to your St. Patrick's Day? I'm at home for college. A bunch of people scream at me for dressed like a leprechaun, buy me a bunch of drinks, and then I stagger home.
Drunk firemen, too. Big old burly drunk firemen.
I'm into
They're like, take off your clothes, leprechaun. He's like, what?
He's like, no. They're like, we'll pay you in gold. And they start chucking coins at him. Take off your clothes, you Irish bitch. He's like, I do an Irish jig. I do an Irish jig. I take off my clothes.
You're telling me someone's throwing money at you, you're not going to take your clothes off? Now I know
that's exactly what I'm saying. If someone's throwing coins at me,
I would do it.
You know how many coins they would have to throw at you to make it even worth taking your clothes off? Like a lot of money. And you know how much money in coins that would be and how bad that would fucking hurt? Not worth it. And then the more clothes you take off, the more it hurts.
It's like Lauren just wants to take clothes off for money, apparently.
I text your husband.
Wrong.
I'm like, I think Lauren's into like a stripper thing, so you might want to get on to that.
She's having a hard time. Oh my gosh, last one. This one is great.
It was 2011, not as good as 1984, but we'll continue. It was 2011, so Uber was not an option yet. I took a shot and went down. I took a shot that went down wrong and threw up all over my table at the bar. This got me kicked out. Obviously, you're going to get kicked out for that. And I was sitting on the sidewalk outside dry heaving when I saw a taxi with its light on drive by the street in front of me. I jumped up and ran after it, yelling and waving my arms. It stopped and I hopped in and told the driver my address. I realized the moment I closed the door that I was sitting in the back of a...
You can't blame him. He was.
He said he puking. Realized he was sitting in the back of a cop car. Luckily for me, the officers were in a good mood. They made fun of me for a few minutes, pretended they were going to drive me to the station, but ended up taking me home instead. Weirdly enough, a friend of mine did the exact same thing a few weeks later, but got a pair of less kindly cops and ended up in the drunk tank. Here's the thing. I will say this. I will say this. If I'm a police officer and someone jumps in my car and they're drunk or whatever, and they're like, oh, hey, can you take me to this address? I know that they're not driving drunk.
Drinking and driving.
They're trying to get a taxi. So it's like, you know what? You're here to serve the people. Maybe you can't take them home because it might be out of your area that you're, you know.
Yeah, maybe, you're doing something.
You know, you're doing something. But still, it's like you see that this person is just trying to get home. And they came from a bar.
He's not
where
getting
a bar is a sanctioned place to drink. They're trying to get a taxi home. They're not being a dangerous person. Now, if they were throwing
drink in his hand,
yeah, he's not stumbling around with a beer. He just wants to get home.
And, and also, if he like opens the front door, sits on the driver's lap, and he's like, "Let's drive home." It's like, this
he's
is
like,
really not
your
car.
Yeah, shame, Mr. Taxi driver. I'm gonna and vomits on them.
He thinks it's his car, then he's driving drunk home.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you had taxi lights on that could do this. It's like, woo, woo, woo. He's like, this is the craziest taxi.
Good God.
Is this the Pornhub taxi driver? You're gonna dick me, Officer Nasty? They're like,
it's like a full 15 minutes of him just monologuing and them sitting in silence until he realizes it's
a
cop.
This is a cop car.
Fast forward to 10 minutes later. Oh shit!
I did not realize. My bad. You didn't realize you called me Officer Nasty for the last 5 minutes.
You said, "Can I wear your hat, policeman?"
You tried to pin my badge to your nipple. It doesn't even have a pin.
Sort of kind of funny. Said nipple rings. If you're gonna flash,
will help
said,
you stand out.
This is not
these sort
right.
of kind of funny people. We're gonna arrest them.
I'm not within drive there now.
But I am within your jurisdiction.
Oh man, thank you guys
for
you know the story submissions, the answering the questions. That was a real quick little thing, and we're going to end this on it's Women's History Month, and it was Women History Day just a few days ago, about a week ago.
Guess what time it was? It's time for Women's History Month.
What is the beat that's going?
Women! If it's you, you got a vagina. Oh, wait, you don't have a vagina, but that's okay. You identify as woman. Women! History Month!
And for all the idiot men out there saying, there's not a Men's History Month, November 19th.
Shut the fuck up, you
November
dumb bitch.
November 19th.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. There is a day, too.
I've seen men private parts. I've seen women's private parts. Let me tell you what. There's a lot more going downstairs with a woman. They deserve a day and a month. We don't deserve jack shit.
That's what I'm saying. Men have had it for all of history. All right. Well, we just wanted to shout out a couple amazing women throughout history. You're going to tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I was joking. We're going to shout out some people that are rocking with that box downstairs. And that doesn't define them, but it definitely makes them eligible for being in the Women's History Month category. Because if you are rocking with the dick or identify as male, shut the fuck up until November, okay? It's not your time. We're going Women Town, USA.
This is on biography.com, a list of like 40-something women.
Well, I want to do a couple of them that are well-known that I just think deserve at least a top spot. We're going to go with Rosa Parks, everybody. Everyone knows who Rosa Parks is. This badass motherfucker. She has some balls of steel. This woman, holy cow. All right. Rosa Parks famously became a leader in the 1950s civil rights movement when she refused to give her seat up on the bus for a white passenger. Dude, this was a time where, like, you knew bad shit can happen to you. for anything, literally anything. Like, even if you're doing the right thing as a person of color, you can get in trouble. They will make an excuse, and you're gonna be at fault every time. And then she goes out of her way to actually do something that she knows is gonna get her in trouble. And she's badass. So she refuses to give her seat up for a white passenger. Famously, she wouldn't go sit in the back of the bus, which is the segregated section. Her bravery sparked the monumentary bus boycott and was a major factor in the end of legal segregation. Imagine having so much impact on history that you end segregation. Like, that's how big her name is. This woman.
And also, yeah, your name is tied to that. That's pretty, that's incredible.
And it says she continued with her activism well into her later years before dying at the age of 92 in 2005. When you and I were alive and conscious, this woman was still alive and still doing badass shit.
I might say this name wrong, probably. Malala Yousafzai. She began fighting for girls' rights to education in Pakistan at just 11 years old. After surviving...
Again, a place where, very similar to Rosa Parks, violence is not just like it could happen. When she's doing this stuff, you know it's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yet she's still at 11 years old. Yeah. This badass.
After surviving an assassination attempt a few years later after 11, this girl was a teenager.
So she's like 14,
assassination
15
attempt on her. She survived this and had courageously continued to be a worldwide voice for young women. In 2014, she became the world's youngest Nobel Peace Prize recipient. It's very cool.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If you guys know who that is, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she made history as the first Jewish woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court. Her entire career was highlighted with pivotal moments in American history. Constantly standing up for gender equality and civil rights, she helped pass historic rulings on topics ranging from Affordable Care Act to the legalization of same-sex marriage before her 2020 death at age 87. I mean, if you're listening, you know that sort of kind of funny. We love the queer community. And this woman went out of her way to protect queer people, minorities, women. She helped legalize same-sex marriage.
Which is wild still that didn't pass.
It took that long. Forever.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that she was there to help put that into effect. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's an all-star.
Susan B. Anthony, a co-founder of the National Women's Suffrage Association, fought hard for gender equality and women's right to vote. She sadly never got to see her dream become a reality, as the 19th Amendment was passed 14 years after her death in 1906, which is crazy. Yeah. And the women's marches and stuff, I think that was probably one of the coolest things in history to see, just like these women putting their lives out there. Very, very cool.
Harriet Tubman, badass as well. A true American hero, Tubman led slaves to safety via the Underground Railroad. Again, putting herself on the line. I don't want to get this wrong. Was she a slave or was she a freed slave that then tried to help others?
I think she was a slave that escaped.
And then was running the Underground Railroad to help free slaves from the South.
Yeah. And she kept doing it. Like, she kept she escaped, she kept
she went
proudly
back into danger.
Once proudly pointed out to Frederick Douglass in all her journeys, she never lost a single passenger. She was born a slave. At age 5 or 6, she began to work as a house servant. 7 years later, she was sent to work in the field. So she was a slave.
Yeah. She was a slave. And she worked in the Underground Railroad to help guide people on their journey out of slavery into freedom. So it says from 1850 to 1860, that's 10 years, she made 19 trips from the South to the North to free more than 300 people. Tubman died at 93 in 1913.
Marie Curie. She was the scientific genius behind radioactivity and X-rays as we know them today. Not only did she become the first woman to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1903, but she also became the first person to ever win it twice in 1911. She was 66 when she died in 1934.
I'm kind of stuck between three, so I'll just say all three names and I'll read one of them. Aretha Franklin, badass. Serena Williams, and Oprah Winfrey. Those three women are absolutely crazy. I'm gonna go with Serena Williams. I played tennis, so I you know, she was always a big part of my life when I was playing tennis because she was dominating the sport when I was playing. But not only was she dominating the sport as far as like in the women's category, she dominated the sport completely. Like her records, male or female, are like unmatched. So let's read a little
bit
about.
And what's so cool, I think, with her is it's her and her sister Venus that were both playing pro. Obviously, Serena has won more stuff, but it's like they were from the same DNA family and underdogs being in the Black community, and they were able to do this.
At the time when they were playing tennis, when they were young,
That
was not a sport that a lot of Black people were playing, especially Black women. And they
they weren't allowed to.
They just completely changed the sport. Like they completely redefined gender and racial roles for this sport. Yeah, let's read a little bit about this. So Serena Williams served as the face of tennis for years, alongside her sister Venus, and inspired young female athletes all around the world with 23 Grand Slam single titles and 4 Olympic gold medals. She retired in September of 2022 as one of the best players to ever step foot on the court. And that's kind of an undisputed thing, and I don't know if anyone will ever get close to touching those titles. She is an amazing athlete and really like beyond an athlete, like as far as like, cause this is obviously a women's history thing. She gave this idea of like, you don't have to look a certain way or dress a certain way to play a sport because, you know, a lot of the women you see playing tennis are a lot like, you know, they're smaller, dainty women. And Serena Williams, she's muscular. Like she is, when she hits the tennis ball, she is like smashing the tennis ball. And it, I feel like it really set this new, like, you don't have to look a certain way to be good at a sport and you can do it better than anybody else. And so anyway, that's why I picked Serena Williams. So there you go.
Mother Teresa, obviously. I mean, considered one of the world's greatest humanitarians, Mother Teresa dedicated her life to charity work.
Yeah.
She received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 and was canonized as Saint Teresa in Calcutta in 2016, almost 2 decades after her death at age 86. Another Junko Tabai was the first woman to submit Mount Everest. She was also the first woman to complete the 7 summits, having climbed the tallest mountain on every continent and ever survived an avalanche. The explorer died in 2016 when she was 77. Sally Ride, the first American woman to travel in space.
Jane Austen. Jane Austen changed literature. Princess Diana. If you guys don't know about Princess Diana, she was challenging gender norms left and right. They're like, oh, you can't do this because you're royalty. Oh, you can't do this because of a woman. She's like, how about fuck both of y'all? I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want.
And she did so much stuff for like AIDS and HIV.
And she died young, but the stuff she
so sad.
Did before she died is crazy what she accomplished with her life.
Amelia Earhart,
shout out,
flew across the Atlantic Ocean. Michelle Kwan was dominated through the ice skater through the 90s, quickly becoming the most decorated figure skater in American history. She represented the U.S. and Asian Americans on the world, winning 43 championships and 2 Olympic medals. You think of figure skaters, I just think of Michelle Kwan. Like that, like I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's yeah. First person that pops in my head.
Rita Moreno. She was the first Latina woman to win an Oscar. She also achieved EGOT status, which is insane. You know, that is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Oh, really?
She won all 4 of those. I did not know that. Yeah, she's an icon, yeah.
Aretha Franklin, you guys know it. Give a little respect and say a little prayer.
I know the second part hasn't been as funny. We didn't really want it to. We just wanted to share a little insight and to pay a little homage. Just celebrate these women and women in general.
Everyone's like, James, how about you shut up? It's not your time to talk. I'm like, I'm sorry.
That was good. Sorry.
I'm trying to praise you.
Sometimes we want to make people laugh. And in this situation, I think it's cool to be serious. But we hope you enjoyed St. Patty's Day in this. James, thoughts?
Go have a beer. Don't drink a, what was it called? Not Jenis. What's it called?
Jameson. The one.
Don't drink a Jameson. Fuck you Irish for drinking whiskey. Jameson. Get an Irish whiskey. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Can I end it on a quick story really fast?
Real quick, let me say this and then you do it. Yeah. If you guys want to take a picture while you're out and about in your St. Patty's Day get up, tag us and we'll share it to our story. We'd love to see your green and what you're doing.
I'll end it on this. I was telling some people about our podcast because people were asking me about like, oh, tell me something, you know, interesting about you. I've been doing some trainings and this new career. I was like, oh, I have a podcast with my sister. And they're like, oh, that's super funny. Like, what's it called? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh shit.
It's funny.
Like,
I'm
like, well, I just realized that I plug this, but you know, whatever, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, it's called Sort of Kind of Funny. And they're like, okay, cool. And then I get a text from one of our listener friends. I think it was Nemo. I think it was Nemo. But one of my friends texted – oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Nemo. Nemo, still shout out. I love you. But one of my other friends who listened to our podcast, he texts me. He goes, hey, man, I hope your dick's okay after last week's episode. And I go, oh, yeah, that was last week's episode. And then they're all, like, listening to the most recent episode. And I was like, well, this is going to get real weird real quick because I don't know these people. And they're about to hear me getting cranked off by Medusa. So, anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, guys,
shout out.
People, share it.
When I realized that, when like new people find the podcast or we're like, listen, or people, whatever. And I always think back, what did we say in the last episode?
Yeah, I'm like, for sure. But I'm like, right. You want a real insight of who I am? You're going to get it. It's the same thing with dating. If everyone's like, so tell me about yourself. I'm like, here's my podcast. Get it out in the open. You're going to know what you're getting yourself into.
You're
going to
be in the podcast. Your stories
will be in here. Again, I won't give a timeline. I won't give your name. But you do some whack shit. You're going to be on the airwaves.
Absolutely. All right. We love you guys. We hope you have a great week. Next week will be a little off theme, not anything crazy. Oh, it'll be your red flags. If you guys have any red flags, this is something I was telling people. I wanted people to submit. What are your red flags? And by that, I meant like, what is Lauren's red flag? Oh, I am a flake sometimes. Like if I don't want to go, I'm going to cancel and potentially be last minute. I want to know like, what are your personal, like, what do you do that is a potential red/beige flag? People were sending things that they felt like were other people red flags that they look at.
Yeah, I'll give mine. Lauren just had hers. I'll give mine real fast as an example.
Okay,
you just say one of yours. I'll do one.
Sure.
I love gaming with my brother, like D&D, not video games as much, but like Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I have a night set of the week that I'm going to do that. You better learn real quick that one night a week, I'm not available. Like that's just how it is. And I know that might be a red flag.
It's a beige flag. Right, right.
I'm not canceling that. Just going to let you know right now.
I'm just saying it's not like, oh, you have to break up. Anyway, we want to know what are your guys's. We want to know what are yours. And also what are ones that you think like you've seen in relationships that like, oh, I was dating this guy and he did this or she did this. Good heavens, write that in.
Tell us, please.
Next week. And then the week after will be Easter. We're going to have something fun for that.
Get ready for Mass Sunday.
We love you guys.
Let us know how your St. Patty's Day is going. Make sure if you see a leprechaun, take a picture, send it to us. We'll post it to the social medias. All right, guys. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. And if you want to hang out on St. Patrick's Day, you know what to do. Text us if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Have a good week. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.
This podcast is not for grandmothers or infants.